Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. We've got a few days away from Christmas. Bobby and Steve Dooley are at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. As you know, that's where they have the Winter Tacular. We're going to talk a little bit with Bobby about the Winter Tacular. And also, this thing, Bobby, the topiary at the entrance to Western Estates of your high rear end.
I don't want this to be a controversial interview, okay?
My wife is...
Wait, hold on, Steve. I don't want this to be a controversial interview.
I don't either. I just, it's just that you guys have now started something which is, Steve told me this.
I said that your ass is going on.
And you should not have, Steve should never have said, he should never have used the words, my ass is going on tour.
All right, but what is going on?
I am taking my high rear end. As you know, Phil, I'm proud of the athletic fit body that I have, along with the other members of a Circle of Taste. These are women here at Western Estates who are a cut above in terms of the shape of the rear end. And we've had a very difficult time trying to describe this to people.
Bobby, can I just ask a question? Is this all about your rear end?
Excuse me, I'm not finished.
All right, but it sounds like all this is the Circle of Taste, women with high rear ends.
Yes, the Circle of Taste involves women. The first thing you've got to have when you get into the Circle of Taste is a cut, high, rounded rear end.
Yeah, I told you, but that's quite
simple. Hold on, Steve. So Steve decided not only do we have the topiary at the entrance to Western Estates, but that, as he said, we go on tour and we show women around the San Fernando Valley here in the Los Angeles areas what the rounded shaped, the cut and tucked up butt, if you will, if you want to use a crude word, looks like.
So you're going to show women what you're...
Margaret, you just what you're going to show women, and I need to point that out.
You don't need to point it out with me, all right? My voice cracks, I get it. I'm asking you a question. You're taking your rear end on tour. Steve was right.
No, I'm not. Steve's technically right. We're going to tour the San... We're just going to go to shopping malls in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Are you going to stand there and let people come on out and take a look at my rear end?
No, I'm going to stand... Steve, you know...
We're going to put her up on a stage, and Bobby will give a few series of remarks about how she, keeps the butt... is that okay?
The rear end.
Keeps the rear end taut, tight, high, round, and tight. And we'll... She'll be... And I've asked her if we also got some cardboard...
We have cardboard fingers that are pointy. We have cardboard fingers that point at the rear end. And I know you guys are laughing there, Phil.
Why wouldn't we laugh? I'm not laughing. I want to know.
Why wouldn't you laugh?
Go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry.
So are they laughing?
The guys are laughing, yes. And to be honest with you, I would too, but I do want to ask some questions.
Well, what's so funny?
What is so funny about this?
Bobby, you've got cardboard fingers pointing at your high, taut, tight, whatever you call it.
I have a rear end that people have commented on over the years at Western Estates. Even women have said, God, look at how round it... And they've asked, can I... And I'm not gay, I'm not a lesbian. Can I give...
Yeah, a lot of women have come up and they wanted to give a cheek up to Bobby's ass. They want to just, can I squeeze the cheek? Just to see how you do it.
They want to know what my training techniques, things like that.
All right, I got to interrupt here, Bobby. You know, we're taking a lot of time here. This is your rear end is very taut and round and tight. So you're going on not vacation.
We're going on tour.
You're going on tour in the San Fernando Valley. Whereabouts?
Steve?
Yeah, we're going to go over to Bobley Mall. We're going into Tarzana. We'll be over in Granada Hills. We'll be in Western Estates, West Hills. We'll be over Woodland Hills. We'll go as far afield as Calabasas, Agoura Hills, and places like that. And we'll be at the Shepherd Mall. We'll be at the Shepherd Hills. We'll be at the Peach Cobbler, which is that restaurant over there in Calabasas. I can't pronounce that.
Calabasas.
All right, we'll be at the Peach Cobbler. And at each stop, Bobby will be, she'll get up on a small stage and give a series of remarks on how she keeps herself fit and for the Christmas seasons. And then, of course, then the fingers will be pointing and Bobby will turn and stick the butt.
Well, I'll turn and stick the rear end out, and then the cardboard fingers that Steve is manipulating, you know. Why are you asking these questions?
Steve said that...
God, Phil.
I called him, honey.
I know, but this sounds like... This doesn't sound like a promotion. It sounds like an interrogation.
Ms. Dooley, you have to understand, I've never heard of a woman, anybody, going out on tour, showing off their rear end at shopping malls.
Well, you heard about it now. Okay, Ace?
And the name is General Shaw, not Ace.
What? But you guys are... Like I say, you guys are interrogating me. Like I'm just... You know... I have a high rear end. That doesn't mean I'm a hunk of meat.
My wife's got a hunk of meat hanging on a hook at Gelson's.
I'm not a hunk of meat at Gelson's, Phil. I want the respect what I deserve.
I
want
to give you the respect. And, you know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to promote. Okay, so how would you promote it?
I would simply say Bobby Dooley, the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, a woman well known for her physical fitness, a woman well known for a very shapely body, particularly the high rear end that so many people talk about, and so many women particularly want to have what it is, what I got, the high rear end.
Yeah, a lot of women want it.
And this thing of women coming up and saying, your rear end is so shapely, can I squeeze a cheek? And this thing of women coming up to you and saying, your rear end is so shapely, can I squeeze a cheek of your ass? Is that true?
Yes, it's true, Margaret. And I don't like the inference.
It's very unusual to hear something like that.
Well, a lot of women want to know how firm it is, and...
Yeah, what about the men? Do they ever come up and ask for a squeeze?
Yeah, some have, and that's what I tell them. I say, you may, but then I'll use a four-finger karate punch directly to your throat, which will probably cave in your windpipe, and you'll be laying on the ground going... You know?
Yeah, my wife... I tell you what, she's not kidding about that either.
No, they'll be laying on the ground going, they won't be able to breathe.
All right, Bobby, we get it. Bobby Dooley is with us. She is, this is called, Steve said it's called Aspo.
Yes, it's the one time that I allow Steve to use that kind of crude and vulgar language. Aspo 24 is, and it says right there, Steve Rudin.
Aspo 24. Come see Bobby Dooley, the president of Western States Homeowners Association, as she parades her very shapely rear end, answers questions on physical fitness from a woman, and if you are a woman, you can come up and grab a handful. I shouldn't say that.
Don't say a handful.
Yeah. If you are a woman, you can come up and grab and squeeze it to see how good it feels.
Well, all right. I think the whole thing sounds so asinine.
Oh, I know. I knew you were going to say that. In fact, I knew all of you were going to say that.
Well, then, Bobby, why do you come on the show when you know that we're going to start finding fault with this stuff?
Because, Mr. Henry, I've invested a lot of time and a lot of appearances on your show, and I'm not going to waste the name value that we've gotten from being on the Phil Henry Show because you guys are rude and you don't...
How are we being rude? We're just, we're finding fault. Look at Ms. Dooley. You're on the air. You're talking about Aspo 24. You're talking about women coming up and getting a handful of a cheek of your ass. You're talking...
No, I never said they get a handful of a cheek. I say they get...
Yeah, we allow a squeeze.
They get a squeeze.
All right, you're talking about a cardboard fingers pointing at your high rear end. Why wouldn't we find fault and, yes, laugh?
You laugh and find fault all you want, General. Just remember, I was on this show before you.
Yeah, what about that, General? Bobby Dooley's on the show before you.
You know what? You know what? That and 5 cents won't even get you a cup of coffee. Who cares?
Oh, are you ready for that, Mr. Henry?
Bobby, your length of time being on this show as a guest is impressive. And you're right, you have invested a lot of time in the show, and you have gotten a great deal of name value out of it. But when you say on this show, I'm going to take my high rear end out on tour, and women can take a look at it and come up and get a handful.
What did I tell you? I told you this was going to be a disaster.
Mr. Henry, I told Bobby you wouldn't laugh.
Well, I'm laughing. Okay, I don't know what you told your wife.
I told you, Steve, that I didn't want to come on this chump train show. And all you did is you told...
Bobby Dooley just lost it. Yeah, Ms. Dooley, you went butch. You know how Mr. Henry feels about that. You lost it and you went butch. She's sorry. All right, come, bring her back on. Ms. Dooley?
Phil, I'm sorry, but I got tired of coming on your program, putting on the big shoes, the big red nose, running out of a car and going, hi, I'm Bobby. I'm a clown with a great ass.
My wife, she just dropped the phone and walked away.
All right, well, then we will conclude the interview, Steve.
Just remember, we'll be out at Boozner Mall. That's in the Cobra Shopping Center in downtown Agoura Heights.
Where is Agoura Heights?
I'm I'm sorry. In downtown Agoura.
Agoura. We'll be in Agoura, Phil, in the Mission District.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Bobby and Steve, and good luck with ASPO 2024.
Yeah, whatever.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. It wouldn't be Christmas without them. I don't know why they expect them to come on this program and talk about her going. I saw her tweeting about that. She was on one of the social media platforms saying, my ass will be at such and such.
Yeah, she's going to be at a mall or something like that.
So this has been going on for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Dooleys, they want to say one more thing, Mr. Henry. Here.
I'm sorry, Phil, but you said we could plug Wintertacular.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're having our Wintertacular this year. Will be in January. The exact date we have not yet settled on, but I can tell you it will most likely be on January. Well, this is not the exact date, but let me just say it'll be on January 17th. Okay, so everyone, come on out. We are selling tickets to the public.
Well, is that the date?
No, that's not the date, but I want to give a date. So it sounds like a good promotion, okay?
So, all right, so we don't know what the date of the Wintertacular is, but it's on January 17th.
That's right. I know that sounded fine had you not just jumped in, General, and said, oh, look how this doesn't make any sense.
All right, Bobby, let's forget about the date. So the Wintertacular is going to be in January, and tickets are available for the public.
Yes, and I wanted to also remind everyone, for the sixth year in a row, the Winter Queen will parade out with the Winter Elf dancing and heralding the crowds to her and saying to everyone, here it is. Steve, you're the Winter Elf. Go ahead. What do you say?
I say, hey, it's the Winter Queen, and I dance in front of her. I'm wearing a skin-tight elf costume. And
yeah, Steve wears, it's something for the adults. He wears a skin-tight elf pants. He wears skin-tight elf pants.
You might be asking, what are skin-tight elf pants?
Pants that an elf wears? Wow.
But what does it look like? I guess they're just green pants?
Yes, elves are generally, in the mythology, elves are green. These are skin-tight, though, and we like it that way because it makes it kind of a nice, fun. It's fun for the family, but it's kind of adult, too. So Steve will have on skin-tight elf pants, and they really ride right up the rear end, and I think we need to loosen them up next year because you can see, you know.
Yeah, you can see both of them. So.
Why would you guys do that? Why don't you just change it this year?
Because the costumes are made, Mr. Henry. Oh, God. You know, it's exhausting promoting things on your program.
I apologize. All right. So the Wintertacular.
The Wintertacular. I'll come out. Dancing in front of me will be the Elf King, as played by Steve. And you'll be saying what, Steve?
Here comes the Winter Queen. Here comes the Winter Queen. And I'll be throwing flowers and, like, icicles and stuff. And kind of doing, you know, a hip thrust, kind of wiggling my hips around with the skin-tight elf pants, you know.
Yeah, we heard about the skin-tight elf pants.
Well, sorry if you're jealous. God damn.
I'm not jealous, Dooley. No, I'm not jealous, Dooley. All right. We're looking forward to it, Bobby.
I know you're not, and you're just saying that.
But you're right. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm saying it to be polite. All right, and Bobby, thank you, and congratulations, and good luck with the Wintertacular.
Ado. Yeah.
So anyway, Bud, we were talking about Bobby going on, taking her high rear end on tour.
Here's one. Come out today at the Clapper Plaza. This is back around Thanksgiving.
It's going on that long?
Yeah. Come out today at the Clapper Plaza in El Segundo and take a look at my rear end. I'll be there 2 to 4. I'll be standing next to a large neon finger pointing at it, so you'll know.
Are you ready for that? I think a large neon finger.
That's what it said, yeah.
You know, that along with the fact that she's got Steve banging a gong for the Badoo, I'm surprised we didn't have to address her as the Badoo. She said that as long as she is promoting the high rear end and going out into secular society, she's not the Badoo. What does that mean, secular society?
Want me to get her back?
Yeah, if she doesn't go butch. Hey, Bobby, you're going to have to calm down, okay?
What can I do for you?
Well, we want to know a little something here about the Badoo. Are you no longer the Badoo?
Steve?
Hold on. Yes. Badoo. Yeah. The Badoo.
What can I do for you, Phil?
Okay, so you got to have that gong every time you talk to me as the Badoo.
Badoo.
All right, Bobby, I get it.
Well, see, you know, you you want to talk to me. You want to talk to the Badoo.
You want to talk to the Badoo, but you don't allow the respectful...
Look, Bobby, you know, we're worshiping your rear end, and we call you the Badoo, and I just wanted to know at what point do we return to reality. But I get it. It's Western Estates.
That's right, Mr. Henry. This is the place that you and your crew love to have on your show. You love to talk to me. You love to talk to Steve. And then when we're all done, you say, hey, Bobby, would you and Steve mind opening your mouth for a second? And we go, ah, and that's when all four of you combine four streams of urine right in.
All right, I don't need to hear that crap.
God damn, talk about you.
She's nuts. Unbelievable. Bobby, that was uncalled for. Yeah, Bobby.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say. It does feel like it. I don't think you do it, but it does feel like at the end of every appearance, you go, Bobby, Steve, open your mouths, pee, and then it's just...
Yeah, it's almost like we can feel the warm urine coming into our mouth.
You know, I think the longer those guys run the Western Estates Homeowners Association, the kookier and weirder they get. I'm Phil Henry.
Yeah, yeah. That's a way to put a button on that one, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. Yes, the all-important Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass subscription is available to you right now for less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for a year's subscription, 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content along with video casts, webisodes, the pre-show, the post-show, and everything in between, including the home movies. It's the Phil Henry Show, and it's yours. Be a BSP family member today and take a look at the URL address right there on your screen, or just go ahead and come to philhenryshow.com, knock on the door, one of us will answer and we'll say, come on in and get yourself a subscription. Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Hey, everybody, this is Coach Vernon Dozier, and go ahead, Coach. And Mr. Henry has asked me to come in and do some, my usual Christmas dancing, although you can't see it.
Now, we can't see you, but we enjoy it, and we'll just tell people what you're doing.
All right. I'm going to just do a couple little dances, and trust me when I tell you, I know that part of this is for the comic value. You guys are going to sit there and laugh.
No, we like watching you dance.
Yeah, we do, Coach.
Yeah, sure. All right, here I go. I'm going to do, this is what I just call, this is the Vernon Dozier skip step. Go ahead and hit the music, bud, the skip step. There you go, yeah. Now Coach Dozier is skipping on one foot. He's got one knee up and one foot he's skipping on. Now he goes to the other foot and he's skipping.
That's fantastic balance and rhythm there, Coach.
Yeah. I used to do this when I was, you know. So just all I'm doing is using the one foot with the other foot, the knee up in the air. Now I switch. And now I switch again. Now here is something I do a little bit of it. This is what I call it, that butt shake. I'm just doing a butt shake.
Just when you were doing this for the housewives?
Yeah, yes, I was, you know. Yeah. Okay, Coach is doing some spin moves now. And instead of kind of have the hands up in the air, yeah, this is what I call just the cactus pose. I'm going, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. All right, now I'm spinning around here. And go ahead and tell people what I'm doing, Phil.
Well, he's spinning on one foot.
Yeah. Hey. He's going back the other way now. A lot of this, you're just kind of going one foot back and the other foot. What are you talking about? Kill the music.
But, no, kill it.
What do you mean I'm just doing one foot?
It does. Coach, all you're doing is a step to one side, then step to another side.
What about the skip move I just did?
That was fantastic, yeah.
That was amazing. But now you're just going, yeah, I can do that.
Start the music again. Can you do this? Now, that's pretty good. What do you call that? This is what I call this, the jump. Okay, so I'm jumping. And jump, jump, and jump. I'm jumping with 2 feet, now I'm jumping with 1 foot. Oh, God, I'm tired. That looks very strenuous, man. Anyway, I do this at the school. We have a Friday where it's Coach Dozier Dance. It's the Coach Dozier Dance-Off, or whatever the kids call it. It's Coach Dozier Dances, and you can stare at him. And what do you guys, raise money or something? There's a cup there that can throw bucks, a dollar, some change into it. Where does the money go? Goes to me. What do you mean, where does it go?
Well, Coach, you're doing this at your school.
Yeah, hold, kill the music, will you? I'm dancing and I'm having a talk. What's the problem?
So you dance at the school with a cup?
Yeah, they throw nickels and dimes in there and I keep it.
What, do you need the money?
No, I don't need the money. I'm not going to give it away. On a good Saturday at Christmas time, or good Friday at Christmas time, I can make $20.
What are you people looking at?
Okay, I mean, I didn't know that you were...
All right, it's Coach Dozier.
Yeah, there.
Woo! Now you got the moves there.
Bet I do. I've never lost the moves.
Yeah, the coach is tired.
You better believe I'm tired. So, yeah, that's what we call, there you have it. There's an example of, I do it every, there's an example of what I do.
Well, we like to ask you in here every Christmas to do some dancing.
Yeah, right there. Do some dancing.
I swear to God, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, Coach.
Why would you laugh with me? Look, pal, that kept me alive.
Now, Coach.
No, wait. That dancing that you just saw kept me alive for a lot of years.
I understand.
Yeah. So before you start to call out a man's, joy in life, just remember, that dancing that you just saw, it kept me in bologna sandwiches.
You people, the women fed you.
The women fed me bologna sandwiches, chicken, whatever they had in that chicken. I don't know what the hell it was. It looked like chicken. I don't know.
And what else?
That's all I remember, bologna sandwiches and chicken. Okay.
Let the record show Coach Dozier just farted.
Yeah, that's right, I did. Here you go, Coach. Yeah. Yeah.
Coach Vernon Dozier, folks. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they've already faded the music out.
Yes.